This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That is the big question, and I know that you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, our people that support us, well, Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, /agenda. Best way to get a hold of all of your prepper needs is Numana Foods right here from Agenda 21 Radio. All you need to do is go to the website on the right-hand side where it says Today's Show. Click on the Numana icon, and you are ready to go. You are ready to go. Okay, well, anyway, if you are wondering what is really totally going on in the world today, I guess so am I. I mean, I am absolutely flabbergasted by all the things that we are seeing out there. One of the things that I think that people aren't quite getting yet is that we've got a situation with Donald Trump versus the media that is not going to go away anytime soon. The other big issue is what is going on with our health care bill. They say, now this is kind of interesting, today is, I think, Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And you, as you may have heard, the health care bill got really bogged down when a whole bunch of senators said, oh, we're just not going to go along with the course of action for the health care bill. Now, I need to let you know where I stand on the health care bill. I do not believe in any way, shape, or form that the government should be meddling in health care, period, end of subject. So I'm all for just not having health care provided by the government. Go back to the private business of health care. However, we've got this whole situation now that has developed with implied health care for all by President Barack Hussein Obama. This is called when we were falling asleep at the switch for health care. And now we're stuck with it, right? At least the Republicans have sort of picked up the ball that was sort of running around on the ground out there, on the football field, so to speak, of health care. And they said, oh, we're just going to pick it up and make everything good and rosy for everybody. See, I got to tell you, I'm strictly conservative on this. But now here we are, 8 years nearly after the fact of health care from President Barack Hussein Obama. And you have a lot of people that are still that are on health care. You know what's happening to the system. It's absolutely collapsing everywhere, except if you're in California, in which California decided to go along with, well, didn't go along with it, actually, but they proposed, just Jerry Brown and others, $400 billion per year expansion of health care. Basically, I mean, now I want you to think about this Jerry Brown logic out there so you kind of get this into perspective. $400 billion, ladies and gentlemen. $400 billion. $400 billion with a B for health care in California. Oh, and I wanted to tell you that the entire state budget, which has been going on now at about this sort of rate that's never climbing expanse of government, of course, was $123 billion. Okay, now let's think about that. So Jerry Brown comes in and they propose an additional per year, $400 billion. Now let's do the math on that. That's $523 billion a year in a budget. And I know that's hard to fathom, but it's very, very real, very, very true. That's what's happening. However, all of a sudden, at the last minute, I know Chris Street is involved with a lot of stuff, writing a lot of articles and stuff like that, because he really clearly understands what the problem with that kind of an increase. The legislature came to its wits, primarily because they're about ready to be hung. I'm sorry. No, that's bad wording. I guess you can say there was going to be a little fire. No pitchforks and torches and things. But when they, you know, people started, even Democrats started to revolt, and they said, no, I don't think so. We're not going to have that go on. So they said, no, they pulled the bill. It's gone. So we're still stuck with $123 billion, which, by the way, is far exceeding anything that, in terms of our capability to pay for long term as a budget. I mean, it's just an ungodly budget for California. And I know the Dems would just say, oh, this is just normal. We need to continue to grow government. That's the way they look at everything, of course. So finally, people came to their wits, and there is no $400 billion increase. I mean, just stunning. But that's the way these people roll. But California is trying to, they're kind of, at least with Jerry Brown, trying to come in and become the single-payer state, really, is what they're looking at. But I want to get back to the situation that the Republicans find themselves in right now. Everybody is saying, oh, healthcare is dead. You wake up this morning, and this is what you get. Mitch McConnell wants a revised Senate healthcare bill by Friday. Okay, well, boy, how do you change so many heads around in one day? Can Mitch, a.k.a. Mumbles, I call him Mumbles, who I always want to keep one eye on while I'm looking at everybody else at the same time. It's hard to focus two eyes on everybody else and know that Mitch McConnell's in the room off to your left, so to speak. Anyway, so here's Mumbles. I mean, Mitch McConnell. Gosh, anytime I think or I have to report something about Mumbles, it comes out Mumbles rather than Mumbles. I mean, Mitch McConnell. Article in Breitbart this morning, bright and sunshiny day here in California. Senate majority, I know it's 6 o'clock. Listen, the sun, the earth, it's summer. It's sunlight outside. It's before 6 o'clock in California. This time of year, we're June. Remember, just we did the whole solstice business on the 21st. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants a revised version of the Better Care Reconciliation Act. So let's catch up to the terminology, Better Care Reconciliation Act, by Friday to prep for another vote before the August recess. Okay. McConnell hopes to finalize changes to the Senate health care bill so that he can send changes to the Congressional Budget Office to analyze. The CBO reported that 22 million more Americans would not have health insurance over the next 10 years under the bill. The BCRA. Let me get that down again. BCRA. That's the acronym for the Better Care Reconciliation Act. God. Can they come up with a better terminology for this? I mean, seriously. Can they come up the BCRA, BCRA Act, BCRA, before August, are going to vote on this? And because they're worried about these 22 million people that are going to be off in 10 years? I wonder if they're figuring mortality along with that. I think they are. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Yeah. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, you can email me at paul@a21r.com. So Mitch McConnell mumbles is back at it again. The back rack, it's the back rack tables. That's what, no, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I've just sort of hung up on the Better Care Reconciliation Act, BCRA, supposed to be revised by Friday, and everybody's supposed to have another vote in preparation before the August recess. Okay. Pundits unsure or remain unsure what provisions the Senate leadership will try to revise, or whether the bill's revisions will take a more moderate or conservative approach. Senate leadership has to rally at least five senators to vote for the BACRA. However, there remains an even split between moderate and conservative opposition to the bill. Senator Paul Ryan, or Rand Paul, excuse me, Senator Paul Ryan, right. I'm sorry, a little Freudian slip when I saw the word Paul, like myself. Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson came out against the bill last Thursday, urging that they could vote for the bill if McConnell included more conservative reforms to it. All right. What would these conservative reforms be? See, I'm just opposed to the whole bill. Period. End of subject. Get rid of it. I'm extremist on this. I am absolute. It's all going to come down to single payer in a few years. I mean, it's like they've taken the bait. And they say, well, it's all collapsing. We got to help you. See, they're using it under the collapse theory. You're right. I say, let it collapse. Feeny, goodbye. It's not their bill. It's Obama's failure. Fix it with the private market. Ensure, give the structure to the private market, which I'm not sure they're doing. That's what I'm concerned with. This is Senator Paul met with President Trump on Thursday and said that the president remains willing to negotiate on the Senate health care bill, although he wonders whether McConnell wants to negotiate. Oops, this is Rand Paul. I love Rand Paul, by the way. I am a Rand Paul fan. You think, well, there's libertarian things. No, I think he's good. I think he does a lot of really good things. And yes, I've seen him speak a couple times in person, and he's better in person than he is on TV, if you know what I mean. Just came from the White House. This is a tweet that he put out. This is from the other day. Donald Trump is open to making bill better. Is Senate leadership a little stab at Mitch McConnell? Senator Paul released a letter he sent to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell with specific reforms he would like to see in the background, which included allowing small businesses and individuals to form their own health insurance pools, restructuring the BACRA tax credit scheme, and eliminating BACRA's continuous insurance coverage mandate. Okay, so in other words, the mandate about continuous insurance is, by law, that you're going to get taxed the snot out of it if you don't have insurance. So you have to have continuous insurance. I mean, I see, that's the thing. So Rand Paul is with me on this. We're going to have an exorcism, and we're going to get rid of all the crap that wraps this thing into government, even though it's in the government. I'd like to see a complete phasing out of the government interference in the healthcare system altogether. I think I'd much rather have the private market run around and sort of interfere, if you will. That's what I think. Paul concluded in his letter, I hope that the outline aids your understanding of my current position of the Senate health care bill and changes that might be made to the language to make good on Republicans' promises to stop Obamacare and provide true health reform. See, this is the thing about Rand Paul. He's a doctor. You know, minor problems that doctors do get what is in this health care bill, and they don't like it. Not at all. And they know what it was. I mean, it's kind of like they know how to prescribe medicine for patients for the most part, right? And they know that this kind of medication is bad for their health, bad for his health, and bad for the country's health. I would rely on a lot of the doctors that are in the Senate and in the House and in government to make those kind of decisions about legislation rather than to be so dictatorial as what we found with the Obamacare thing. Donald Trump tweets back, "I just finished a great meeting with Republican senators concerning health care. They really want to get it right, unlike Ocare." Okay, so in other words, we're going to get something here by the end of the at least by August. He's going to, in other words, they're going to negotiate all through July and August because he's going to demand a better bill by tomorrow. You go right ahead, Mumbles, demanding a better bill tomorrow. I just it's going to happen because they don't want to go home and say they didn't. Repeal Obamacare. The problem is it's going to be Obamacare light. This is the fear that Rand Paul has and so many other people, including myself, Obamacare light, and it's going to cost the American people, the American taxpayer, just billions of dollars, maybe even trillions of dollars. And, of course, it just upsets everybody's ability to give proper care. And, by the way, if you're one of these people who's had your premiums just explode naturally, and they are exploding, and I am one of those people. I get it. I mean, man, I about fell out of my chair about 2 months ago figuring out what's going to happen for my premium. In fact, I wasn't even seated. I had to stumble around, and it was like, gosh, you know, somebody hit me upside the head, and I was just completely disoriented, which I was completely disoriented about what was going on with it. I mean, it's just outrageous. So we got some better quotes and better things going on, and we're still working on it. So, you know, I'm with you. This whole thing with healthcare has been a single destructive force through our entire economy for the last several years, and now it's the impact upon people's lives has been enormous. And I don't know about you, but you know, I had the big premiums, the big deductibles, and things like that for certain things, and we managed to get some things worked out, but I'm telling you, you've got these exchanges are gone. There's not a health care provider around who wants to be involved with the exchange, unless you go to California, and California wants to exchange it for everybody. And what a fiasco it is in California with these exchanges. Oh, by the way, because I'm living in California and I've had to call the exchange, how's that working out for you, everybody out there? I mean, can you get a hold of anybody, number one? I mean, is there an office to go to, number two? Can you get any kind of help? No. See, what I think it's going to be is there's going to be fines in California if you're not in the exchange. That's what I think is coming. Yeah. Just like Ocare. California's going to do its own little thing because California wants to be its own little state, its own little nation. So they're going to go their way, so to speak. Well, I don't think so. Things are going to change in California. Things are going to change and change rapidly. That's my prediction, not only just on healthcare, but everything else in California. Anyway, stay with us. We got the music coming up. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Paul@a21r.com, of course, is the email address. You can get me there, and I will respond, unlike other people. And I really do, Jim, enjoy your emails. That goes out to Jim. I just lit the fire under Jim. Watch out when I do light the fire under my email buddies out there. Anyway, okay, so some other things. I'm getting some more information about bodyguards, apparently, to Donald Trump being affiliated with the Russians, and they're going to be looking at Donald Trump's bodyguards. This is this Mueller thing. A completely destroyed investigation by Mueller. Remember, Mueller is the person who is the special counsel, former FBI director before James Comey. By the way, the Mueller FBI, kind of interesting. When he was the director, they didn't report as murders the Sandy Hook incident on the FBI record for 2012. I bet you didn't know that. That's because, it, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, there's kind of like prima facie evidence right there. The FBI did not report any mass murder in Newtown, Connecticut in December of 2012. I just wanted to set the record straight. What do you think of that? It says, GOP senators request FBI's surveillance warrants from Russian interference probe. Okay, it's going to get better on this thing for Comey and everybody else. And I mean that. it's going to get better for us. I mean, a little bit more liberalized. It says, senior Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have requested that the FBI and Department of Justice turn over applications for any warrants. Applications now. For any warrants to monitor the communications of U.S. citizens associated with the investigation into alleged Russia interference in the 2016 presidential election. I mean, this is where this kind of crap goes. I think get rid of Mueller. This is one of these things out of control. They can't stop it, they say. I think Donald Trump can stop it. I'm just getting tired. I'm way over time tired of all this stuff. It needs to go away. Unless they're going to probe and find out who's at the bottom of this on the Democrat side. Now, I'm all in on that. Now, if that's what they're doing, go right ahead, knock yourself out. Because we're going to find out. And you see, there's two ways to look at this Russian thing. We all know that this Russian thing, in fact, we spent a lot of time listening to the narrative from CNN, the profanity-laced information we got from Project Veritas about the Russian interference probe in the election from CNN. Well, like I said, there's two ways to look at this. We can look into it from the standpoint who was doing all the leaking that was totally bogus leaking, that was it within the FBI. Was it Comey himself? He's an admitted leaker. He's still out walking the streets. He's an admitted leaker of information. Still out walking the streets. James Comey. Says here that the applications would have been submitted under the Obama administration. There you go. Touchdown. According to news media accounts, applications were made to conduct surveillance against members of President Donald Trump's election campaign. So, there you go. Next line says it all. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Senator Lindsey Graham. A panel member of the committee made the request as part of the probe into alleged Russian interference as well as the other circumstances surrounding the firing of former FBI Director James Comey. So wrapping it around the circumstances of the firing of Comey, they say, oh, by the way, can you throw in the applications for the warrants? Obama administration? Just a few things. It's kind of like, and I bring up the thing with Sandy Hook. Because, you know, one of the things that myself and a couple of other people, by extension to someone else, wanted to see the work orders for the summer before, or the summer of 2012 at Sandy Hook School. Since, you know, after all, they say the school was even open, right? Legally, technically. Crickets on that one from the Newtown School District. Oh, they threw up all these kind of things. Oh, we can't do that. Big show, monkey trials, if you will. They didn't want to do that. You see, because, you know, naturally, work orders for summer repair. Like right now, it's in the middle of summer. What do you do in schools? Well, you know, because the students aren't around, you can go in and get all the deferred maintenance, all the maintenance that has to be up and to make a school running properly. You know, you might have a crack on this wall. You might have a broken window. You can fix all that. Because you have no interference during the day, the workers can go in during the day and get the work that needs to be done when you had accidents and things like that in the school facility. You could change around. That's kind of interesting. They tore down Newtown. They tore it down. Well, for good reason, because when I looked at the pictures and everything at Sandy Hook, it was a pretty filthy school, actually. That's why the work orders were requested. We kind of got curious. And remember, I'm a former school facilities guy. Oops, I hate it when that happens. They couldn't provide that proof. See, this is something you don't get in the mainstream media. Oh, no, of course not. You get it by Megyn Kelly that, of course, all these things happen. But she can't answer some simple questions, and nor can one of the victims' fathers in an interview. Remember that? And neither can, you know, apparently who can't get it right was Mueller, the FBI director, because, my gosh, they should have reflected that in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012, in December, that there was mass murder of 20-plus people. Never to have been reported by the FBI under Mueller. Now, you want? I need you to think about that. The obvious thing, the biggest thing that happened at the end of 2012 was never reported as something, as a real event by the FBI of 2012. Now, I don't know about you, but maybe Mueller's really off his game. Maybe Mueller just should just pack, I mean, because everybody knows this happened. But yet the FBI does not report it as an accident. Nothing. Nothing. No murders there in Newtown during 2012. What a healthy little place to stay. In the Potemkin village of Newtown, Connecticut. Now, that's what I'm sorry, those of you know what I mean by Potemkin village. So we've got the Mueller thing working its way through the system. So I don't know, is this an opportunity to find out other things? See, I'm reminded of the work order incident, and then there's Mueller himself, who played a role in the Sandy Hook shooting, because there's no there there. I kept telling people, there's no there there. There's no evidence that, at least from the FBI, the FBI had no evidence of a murder there. So you just never know what's going to happen to crop up here on Agenda 21. Well, you get the same players on the same screen. And, of course, in my mind, those same players, are they involved with other things? I mean, you know, come on. Is there a coincidence going on here? And they write, you know, they request the right thing. They look at the applications. It wasn't that the warrants were actually issued. Get it? They just look at, well, who had intent to do what? But never got it. That's like a work order. You put in a work order, and you're supposed to get the work done over the summer. Well, actually, during any time of the year, but they stack them up. And most school districts, they say, okay, they have a time frame, but to get those work orders in from the staff in the springtime, it's their intent, just like a warrant's intent. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Jeez. Drinking Agenda 21 coffee, by the way. Yeah. Just fresh brew. Second pot this morning, by the way. Fresh brew going on here. Oh, gosh. I'm telling you, we're gonna package up Agenda 21 coffee. For those of you who like to drink coffee so early in the morning. And listen, I got to tell you, on the East Coast, I get these texts and everybody's telling me that it's 11:30 your time and you're still drinking coffee. I love it. Because you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio with your coffee. That's where this whole thing came from. You guys, the listeners out there, talking about, oh, we like to listen to Agenda 21 Radio and drink coffee at the same time. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, I wanted to get to this article. I've been hankering to get to it for quite a while. And it's really a story that's been over the years with the Obama administration. And can you excuse me for a second? I'm sorry, but I could not. It couldn't stand it. It's just the smell, the coffee flavors just wafting through the air here in the studio. This is something that, of course, we had to become Muslim as a country for 8 years under Obama. We were Muslimified, I guess you can say, Islamified. Article that has been sitting there on the desk for a while to read it to everybody. I mean, because it's an interesting thing. It shows you some differences between Donald Trump and Thomas Jefferson and Barack Hussein Obama. Thomas Jefferson, yeah. The writer, if you will, of the Declaration of Independence, that's why it's so significant. We're into this thing out here in Northern California about Thomas Jefferson and Declaration of Independence and new states. And, you know, the Constitution and Declaration of Independence are big in everyone's minds. It says here, the establishment, this is an article, fake news, which it is fake news. You have to check some history on this, and this is something we covered years ago. I am going to say the first time this came up was early in the Obama administration. I'm going to say 2011, maybe. I think it was 2011. By the way, I just have to mention, going back those days, I listened to the very first Agenda 21 radio show. It says it's 5 years old. It's more like 6.5, almost 7 years old. You can get it on Blog Talk Radio. Unbelievable. First interview was Brian Sussman, Eco-Terrorism. I was shocked. I got an email from one of my listeners who said, we listened to your first show. So I clicked on it, and there it was, Blog Talk Radio. And I was just stunned. Absolutely. Because we were distributing to Blog Talk Radio at the time. And I hadn't heard that in such a long time. It was really good. I got to tell you, back then it was really, really good. And Brian Sussman's awesome. He is with KSFO. And this was the time and frame in which we were all kind of hankering up and gearing up to really seeing the impacts of what was going on with the United Nations Agenda 21. And we still had not gotten to things like Clive and Bundy and so on. Although Clive and Bundy was living the bad thing there. By the way, we're going to definitely be covering more on Lavoie Finicum. We're ramping it up on Lavoie Finicum and the murder of Lavoie Finicum by this government and President Barack Hussein Obama and Loretta Lynch and everybody else. I'm going to play some excerpts of Jeanette Finicum's speech to the Red Pill group, which will be wonderful. Anyway, I got to hustle on this one. Says fake news. Washington Post claims Thomas Jefferson held White House iftar dinner to celebrate Ramadan. Well, if you know anything about Thomas Jefferson and Islam, that would never have happened. By the way, this is clearly a fake news article. The establishment media became upset this weekend after President Donald Trump canceled the White House Muslim iftar dinner tradition started by Thomas Jefferson. Quote, that was in a quote. But the media is wrong in every respect. Now, this article is Wayne Todd Houston. Thomas Jefferson never held any iftar dinner, and only 3 out of 45 presidents ever hosted one, so there is no such tradition to cancel. Thomas Jefferson would never have celebrated Islam in the White House, trust me. Look at your history, Washington Post. Not even remotely close to this one. Amy B. Wang. You see, you got to wonder, with a name like Amy B. Wang, if this is a real person writing this article, just to begin with. Amy B. Wang. Of the Washington Post, led the pack with the nonsense that Thomas Jefferson held the first iftar dinner with a June 24th piece entitled Trump Just Ended a Long Tradition of Celebrating Ramadan at the White House. The often used claim that Jefferson held the first iftar dinner at the White House was trotted out by the Post Wang. She recounted the time when the diplomatic envoy from the Bay of Tunis, Sidi Salomi Mali, visited Washington during Ramadan in 1805. Jefferson invited the envoy, this is according to her, to the White House for dinner at 3:30 p.m., the time most Washingtonians had dinner in those days. But after he sent the invitations, he was told that Meli could not partake of a meal until after sunset. Because of Ramadan, Thomas Jefferson was faced with two choices: cancel the dinner entirely or simply have the meal later in the evening at a time when the guests could attend. As a good host and decent person, Jefferson chose the latter. That is complete crap. That is complete crap. There's no history of this happening. In fact, all Jefferson did was change the dinner's time of his meal. He had no intention of honoring Islam. Jefferson simply was not honoring the religion of the Mohammedans. Yeah, they called it the religion of the Mohammedans. Isn't that interesting? Huh. I love the fake news people, don't you? You talk about, evil disseminators. This is what we've got now. History does not account any of this. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to newmana.com. numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. A lot of things going on. And a lot of explaining to do about United Nations Agenda 21. We're also going to be hearing from Jeanette Finnicum, Red Pill, and Red Pill Conference in Montana. And everybody had a really good time up there. I couldn't go for a number of different reasons, but I was invited. Jim White and the folks were really, really good to me. And John B. Wells and others, by the way, who wanted me to go, but I could not make it. But we got some of the best of Jeanette Finnicum, which we're going to be playing today. Now, it's interesting. We invited her out to the Liberty Tour March 5th. By the way, I mention again that I'm going to be doing some organizational stuff on Liberty Tour 7 today. That's going to be coming out. Blockbuster. Blockbuster. You want to make plans to go to it. We have not settled on the places where it could possibly be, but it's going to be big, and we're very excited about it. Okay, so anyway, she was at Liberty Tour number five, and brought the house down. Because it was one of the first, actually, I think it really was the first conference that she ever did. And I had a fantastic interview with her the night before. You might want to catch that on Agenda 21 Radio. There's an article in there about Lavoie Finnicum. And remember, we covered this yesterday about one of the FBI agents up there, as predicted by us, would be indicted. And guess what? He's been indicted. Now, we've got four more to get. Four more of these murderous thugs that aren't really representative of a real FBI, by the way. But they're very evil, and they will be brought to justice. They absolutely will be. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.